back in regular.
Did I open up the door?
What in the masses? All right, now we have to figure out who's on first.
We have three. Application yet.
Well,
Compagnon.
We don't have an application.
Well, I will answer the question. I look back and let me get the right ones. In the Koglu, this has been, it was adjourned. It has had two adjournments, so this would be their, they're still in line in front. I don't see how they're going to be ready or go do anything if they're not ready. Then the, what's the other one? SJD, this is adjournment number three, so they go to the back of the line.
SJD,
I doubt either one of them is going to be here.
The townhouses, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So SJD, I think it's an easy call in order. SJD is in third place. Maybe put in third place if you so choose. And I think it's going to make sense. I'll be shocked if they're ready. And the Koglu, since he's indicated an intention to file a variance application and make it part of his case, and he hasn't filed it yet, there's no way he could go first. He can only go first if he wants to limit himself to the interpretation, which is going to be relatively
short. What if he files the application in between?
Well, then we'll have to redo it. That's not an easy application. That's going to be.
He already has most of it done from what I understand.
So he couldn't, if he submits, we'd have to do a review first.
Well, we wouldn't have to, but I think we probably would.
Review it and set a hearing date.
It's not like we heard a whole case before, like this other one. Okay. Basically, we're making an exception for the Metro because of the suit when you boil it down. But we're not doing anything bizarre.
Will we put Metro?
We could have a special meeting for Metro, no?
Yeah, I was saying, why can't we just have a special meeting for
it? I'd be inclined to put them in this order. The Koglu, McGavin, right, McGavin, but that's going to be short. She's going to bring in her two things.
Right.
So McGavin, the Koglu, Metro.
Metro, and then the other.
And what was the other name?
SJD.
I think that is the sensible pecking order. I don't know what the rest of the board thinks.
But if he's going for a variance and we're just in the review, we're going to push him off to the next month anyway.
Right. So it's not
going to... We'll deal with it as we get it.
Yeah.
So Metro could be number three.
Correct.
But the one and two will be...
But I told... Let me finish the thought on the... Getting the stuff in, I said, well, we need it because we're going to be asking for something we don't normally ask for, like for this review. No, not that. The review of the transcripts, too, actually. But that's what I was thinking. The board engineer is going to send a completeness letter. Carolyn's going to look at it, see if it's complete. So normally they don't have to do that. And there's going to be a lot of material submitted on it. So I said, rather than give it on the 10th day, not enough time, get it here 20 days ahead because if they're pretty much put most of it together anyway. And he wrote back, because I think the 20th day came to the 16th of December, if I'm not mistaken. He said he wrote me back and emailed them that when there were several exchanges, that their target date was the 19th. So I said,
That's fine.
Reasonable. So I didn't say that, but I bought it. And, so that should work out okay. I'm going to be writing him anyway, talking to him. I could just tell him, when you send it, why don't you send the engineer
there's
direct rather than through you.
That would be quicker.
Make sure it's complete.
Yeah.
What if, everything else goes to Carol, then you send it to us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But what, can't he send you yours direct?
Me?
Sure. That's what, you wouldn't have to wait for Carol
sure.
to send it to you?
Yeah, of the three of us, I'm the least important at that stage. but to answer your question, yes. And I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, just in case there is anything that he mm-hmm. missed or something, you can at least let him know ahead of time.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, the testimony in those cases, the East Point cases, is always focused on two things. The ability of the building to support the additional whatever's going up there. And whether there's going to be any interference with the existing cell tower structures by the new. Those have always been the focus of the question. I mean, we've gone through all of the testimony, but the actual concerns, if you will, of the board were pretty much focused on those two. I'm not saying you might not have another question, but that's the norm.
But that his engineer should be able to.
Oh, yeah, decide. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
They should probably have that in the application when they submit it. I mean, they know those are going to be issues, so they should come ready for that.
I could tell them. I'll just tell them. I can't tell them every issue that anybody's going to think of, but I'll tell them the normal issues are
exactly what
the structural integrity of the building for the additional load. Any interference with the existing facilities.
I would assume they already know that considering they looked at it once before.
Sure. They have all the.
They did. Sure, you perhaps should recall it. They did a somewhat of a plan long before they came before us.
Yeah.
They had it. Because that's they what work out they the showed to the fire official or something,
yeah,
which generated that.
Yes. They had all the.
They had one, yeah, because I thought they already had
motion
one.
Motion
but they couldn't work out.
Motion
to
adjourn. And I will second that.
Did we agree on the order or not?
Yes.
Okay.
But,
yes, they
but
could, before we board, not
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Right after we adjourn, I want everyone to sit tight for a second. I want to have a couple of things to say, but I don't want it part of the meeting.
All right, so can we adjourn first?
Yes, we can adjourn.
I have an offer in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You know. 8:44. Let me just show you the